News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Contraceptive packets should come with a don't leave it too late fertility warning. That's the view of our next guest, Professor Adam Balin, former chair of the British Fertility Society and the Royal College of Obstetrics and Gynaecology and spokesperson on fertility. Good morning, Professor. Can you tell us why you believe we should be seeing warnings on packets of the pill or packets of condoms?
Good morning. I think the key issue here is ensuring that young people are empowered with full information about all factors that may affect their fertility. And we see increasingly people coming to infertility clinics, often in their late 30s, early 40s, not realizing that they may have left it too late. So the notion here is to find other times during people's lives to actually reintroduce these thoughts about when should you be thinking about starting a family and awareness about all the many factors that may have an adverse effect on fertility.
But contraception itself doesn't affect fertility. It's age really is what you're saying affects fertility. Do you not think potentially you run the risk of confusing people and people might look at a contraceptive pill packet and believe it affects their fertility long term and damages it? And it might cause them to avoid using contraception, which would cause other problems.
Well, that's a very important point that you raise. And that's certainly not what we're proposing. And we are fully for information provided to young people to ensure that they are aware about avoiding unwanted pregnancy, unwanted sexually transmitted infections. We are very aware that young men have very little knowledge actually about fertility. And so it's not only talking about age, it's talking about smoking, the use of recreational drugs for boys, anabolic steroids in gyms. All of these things can have a negative effect on fertility. So it's about providing full information. It's not just saying, don't use contraception. We're not for a minute suggesting that. I think it's very important that they are fully informed about all aspects so that family planning is not only about avoiding an unwanted pregnancy, but ensuring that young people can plan for the families that they want at a time that they want it. Because we are seeing a rising prevalence of infertility, and we have seen that young women born today, about 20% have not had a child compared with 10% in their mother's generations.
Well, yes, but could it be through choice, though, not all through infertility?
Of course it's through, yeah. It may well be through choice. And we know that there are many young people who are choosing not to have a family. And of course, we respect everybody's wishes to do what they feel is right for them. But I think what many don't appreciate is that having a family is often more than having just one child. If you want to have one child, you need to start trying by the time you're in your early 30s. But if you're wanting a family of two or three, then you should really be thinking about it by your mid-20s.
That seems quite early. I know in Ireland, the average age for people starting their families now is in their early 30s. That's when women, yes, are having their first child. And yes, we still have a reasonably high frequency of people having several children. I know few enough women nowadays who would want to start their family in their mid-20s. Life has changed considerably, I'd say, over the course of those generations you're talking about.
You're absolutely right. And we know the pressures on young people to develop their careers and the economic disadvantage, particularly to women who start a family early. And we need to be supporting all young people actually to found their families at an age that provides them with the best opportunity to have a healthy family and the number of children that they want.
And thank you for that indeed. That is Professor Adam Balin, their former chair of the British Fertility Society. I wonder what people will think of that this morning. 53106, are people out there unaware that their fertility wanes quite quickly? And do they think that perhaps there should be warnings on contraceptives? You can also tweet us at NT Breakfast.